Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries broadcast. Let us give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, because he's good. Hallelujah, because he's great. Hallelujah, because he's magnificent. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited once again to be in the house of God. And we are excited to be sharing this time of worship. Amen, and praise with you and the Word of God with you that will be delivered from my husband, none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. So as we're going forward, go ahead and grab your Bible. Amen. Get yourself in a comfortable place. Amen, where you don't have to be disturbed, so that when the Word of God comes, amen, that you will be, your hearts will be open, your mind will be receptive and ready to receive what the Word of God has for you. Amen. Amen. But before we begin, let us turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Starting at the first verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm actually reading out of the Amplified Version this morning, people of God. So just read with me whatever version that you have, amen, at your fingertips. Let us read. So you, my son, be strong. Strengthen inwardly in the grace, spiritual blessing that is to be found only in Christ Jesus. And the instructions which you have heard from me, along with many witnesses, transmit and entrust as a deposit to reliable and faithful men who will be competent and qualified to teach others also. Verse 3, take with me your share of the hardship and suffering which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. And if anyone enters competitive games, he is not crowned unless he competes lawfully, fairly, according to the rules that are laid down. It is the hard-working farmer who labors to produce who must be the first partaker of the fruits. Think over these things. I'm saying understand them and grasp their application, for the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen. Amen. That's a powerful word. We just hope and pray that you keep that word, that message with you, amen, and understand that you are a soldier in the fight of the Lord, amen. You are not called to sit on the sidelines, but you are called to participate. Get your swords out, amen. Get your weapons ready and sharpened in the season. Don't get tired and don't get weary in well-doing, but begin to go forth mightily in the power of the Lord and again in his might, Amen. And that you must realize that you are a winner and not a victim. Amen. Always remember that saying. Now, let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Amen. We're going to do the prayer, the announcements, and then immediately following the announcements, we're going right into praise and worship. And then after that, the next voice you'll hear will be none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Let us pray, people of God. Father, we bless you. And we glorify you, and we thank you, and we praise you, God. We worship your holy name. We are thankful unto you that you have kept us throughout the night, God. We thank you that you have allowed us to travel over the highways. We thank you for the listeners that have joined us. We thank you for the people of God that are in our presence. Father, we just give your name all glory. We give your name all praise, and we give your name all honor. There is nobody like our God. There is nobody like our King. There is nobody like our Lord. Who is greater than you, God? There is no one. And we thank you and we bless you for it. Even now, Father, we just invite your presence. We invite your anointing. We invite your grace in this house and over the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch heart to heart today, God. Breath to breath today, God. Do what you only know how to do. Fix and work out every situation. Give the keys the answers, amen, to your people who have been seeking after you, who've been praying after you, who've been laboring, amen, before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even now, God, we humble ourselves at your feet on this morning. We ask for forgiveness for every sin and every weight that has easily beset us, God. We ask that you would wash us in the blood of Jesus. Wash us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Wash our mind, our heart, our soul, and our consciousness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to stir up in our belly. Stir up the fresh anointing, fresh word, fresh deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to shift our minds and our hearts, Lord. Help us to focus extremely and completely on you. In the name of Jesus, begin to birth out fresh word, God. Birth out fresh revelation in the minds and the hearts of your people. Help us to recognize our kingdom assignment and begin to walk circumspectly, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we say yes to your will. Today we say yes to your way. Put a fresh yes in our bellies, a fresh yes in our mouths, a fresh yes in our hearts to do what you have called us to do. Take away every excuse. Take away every crutch. Take away every distraction in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand strong. Help us to continue to be watchmen and watchwomen that are on the wall, Father, looking and seeking, praying and asking, interceding, God, worshiping and warring in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you now for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. God, we thank you now for the signs, wonders, and miracles that are following. God, we thank you now for what you're doing in Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. God, we thank you now for the anointing, for the glory, for your grace, for resting upon us. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask now that you would crown Apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God, begin to work out of him a fresh revelation now. Begin to birth out of him a fresh word now. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your holy name. Oh, God, even now, begin to birth out a new language in the mouth of your people. Begin to birth out a fresh tongue, a fresh word, God, that will begin to speak into the atmosphere and watch things change. And only you know how to do it, God. Put your word down on the inside of us. Put your word down in our hearts, God. Help us to walk in liberty, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break now every spirit of fear. We break every chain of distraction. We break every chain of anxiety. We break every chain of sickness in the house and in the lives of your people, over the mind and the heart and the bodies of your people. We thank you now for your grace. We thank you now for your glory. We thank you now for your love. We ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. With those hands together, people of God, begin to bless the Lord. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, open up your mouth and give us the glory. Hallelujah! 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 Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we bless his name once again. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, people of God, let us go into the announcements. Amen. First of all, I want to let you know that every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join Christopher McQueen, amen, for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., please join me, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, for Prophetic Atmosphere. Amen. And then on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m., join us for our live broadcast, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. Right here, you can see us live, www.cttkr.org. For those of you who have already joined us, we thank you and we bless you. All of our partners, amen, our prayer partners and our financial supporters, we bless you. We continue to pray for you that God will fulfill his mission in your life, amen, that he will strengthen you, amen, to complete the assignment, amen, that he has upon your life for the kingdom of God, amen. And we also ask that if any of you would like information concerning Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, amen, if you just want somebody to touch and agree with you in prayer, or maybe you just want to invite us to come minister at any one of your engagements, as you're on our website once again, www.ptkr.org, go to the Contact Us page, follow those instructions, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience, amen. Glory to God, amen. And now for those of you who would like information, or not just information, but just want to see our videos, go to our media tab that's also located at the top of our website. Amen. You can see us live. You can go back into our archives. You can pick up the messages that Apostle and myself have been ministering. Amen. So that you can see what God is saying, amen, in the earth. Bless the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. And finally, just want to let you know we have Facebook pages. Go to our Facebook page. Like us there. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, or you can find us under Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. We want to hear from you, and we want to know what God is doing in your life. Amen, and how he is blessing you. Glory to God. Those are the announcements, amen, for this morning. Oh, finally, I want to let you know, if you are in the Central Florida area or especially Cocoa, we want you to join us right here in Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Our location is 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the beautiful city of Cocoa, Florida. That address, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, is 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida. Amen. We would love to see your face in the place. Amen. Guarantee that once you show up, God will meet you at the point of your need. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm getting out your way because I'm ready for the praise and worship. So now, let us, the next voice let us hear is none other than Sister Melissa Butler. Amen. We praise and worship. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you in this place today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we give you the glory in this place.
Amen, amen.
God, we worship you today. There's none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless your name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we praise you. Hallelujah. And we just want to give him some praise and glory on this morning. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you today. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. You are more than sufficient today, O God. And we give you praise. We give praise, God. We honor you today, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for this freedom that you've given us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to come to the Lord. I thank you for us. Hallelujah. Louder shout, louder than before.
Thank you. I'm going to take you back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is exalted. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I love the heavens, God. I have loved the earth. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Apostle Christopher McQueen as he comes to bring forth the word of God. Amen. Let us receive him right now, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Following here. I need the oil of the
I'm just going to say it for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about. Something happens when you go out to your garden. And my sister posted a cabbage that was about this big with the leaves and stuff out, and she just there smiling with it. And I know when she gets done getting that together and cleaning and getting all the soot and other stuff out of there and cut that stuff up and begins to make it, man, and that's going to be some good-tasting cabbage. Amen? That's totally different when you buy a can of something that says cabbage on it.
Right.
Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, there's a difference in the quality. And what we've done is we've taken and we made God worship canned.
Uh-huh.
And God is trying to get it to grow out of us. Y'all see what I'm saying? Because if it grows out of it, out of us, then it has greater potential to satisfy.
Yeah.
Amen? So we have to go in and we have to make sure that we don't just do it. I know we have time constraints when we're broadcasting, certain amount of time we have to get in and do this, that, and other. I wish you all could be with us because we don't start exactly when the broadcast starts, amen? And we don't end when the broadcast ends, amen? But we take that little time in between the broadcast to make sure that everything is on properly and that it's doing what it needs to do so that everyone who comes in to receive can actually get something from it, amen?
Amen.
That being said, we want to make sure that at no time do we cut God or we hinder the spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, let the Lord have his way.
Let the Lord have his way.
Come on, say it again. Let the Lord have his way.
Let the Lord have his way.
You have to understand that we're not just saying something because I asked you to say something. We're saying something because that is our heart's desire. Is that your heart's desire? Just lift up your hands before the Lord and say, Lord, have your way in me.
Lord, have your way in me.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You want to make sure that he can do what he needs to do. I wouldn't come to church and be here and miss my sleep and everything else not to give God all that he wants from me. Amen. It would be a waste of my time and a waste of everyone else's time to just come to go through the motions. When I come here, I want to make sure that God is satisfied with me. Amen?
Amen.
And if he's satisfied with me, then he'll satisfy me. Amen? Look at your neighbor and just ask them, are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Yes. If you're not satisfied, you need to look at how much you're devoting and giving to God. Because if you don't give him something to work with, he has nothing to breathe upon. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. So this morning we want to take some time. There you go. Get rid of that glare off of that. We want to take some time and begin to get into this word and to look at the things that God is saying and what he is doing. And I encourage you all to take some time and let God speak into your hearts and into your minds and into your spirits, because God is speaking to us, amen? We ended up in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. We started in Ephesians, the first chapter, and we began to read down a few things, and I began to remind you that everything that you need from God is already given to you, amen? Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to go find anything else. God has already made sure that you have all that you need. And with that now, we need to make sure that we never run after things, but we always run after the things of God. Amen? And in running after the things of God, God then begins to bless us and bring us back into a full understanding of what his plan is for our life. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That way you don't have to worry about trying to figure out this, that, and other. It simply is what it is. Amen. Let's go over there to Ephesians 4. We're going to pick this up around. Well, let's go to 7, and then we'll drop down. You've all heard me minister this before, so this is not new to you. But we need to go back in and set a foundation, amen, because God is trying to get us to understand that there's a purpose to our process. Amen. In every process that we go through, there is a reason for it. And I think what happens sometimes is that we don't want to deal with the process, or the process is occurring, but we begin to add to it what we believe the process is about. So God is trying to work out something concerning your attitude. And because he uses men, women, things, circumstances to bust it up as sandpaper, if you will, what we do is we begin to, instead of dealing with our attitude, we begin to make it a personality conflict. You see the problem here? Is that when you make it a personality conflict, it means that you can say, I don't have to change, we just won't agree. Y'all see that? So you miss the ability to change who you are for your benefit, trying to make excuse for your bad behavior. You can blame everybody else. But at the end of the day, listen, every time you get a friend, you and your friend can't never get along, and you end up by yourself, it's not your friend. The constant in there is you. Amen? We said a lot of times when we talk about people and relationships, say if you have a relationship and in that relationship you keep running into a problem where nothing is ever working, you need to ask yourself, is it all of them or is it me? Okay? So people look in on you and begin to give you advice and talk to you based on what they see in you. But every time you look in the mirror and you excuse your behavior, I'm trying to help somebody already, then what you do is you set up for yourself a lapse in your process. You can't go forward till you get over this. So then that's why God set in order men and women of God to help you process, mature, and grow. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody can't do it. Amen. And that's why we start here at this 7-1. It simply says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. In other words, God decided for us before the foundation of the world, Ephesians, the first chapter, to have certain ones of us do certain things. We were already established in our assignment before the world was ever created. The Bible says that he had chosen us in him before the foundations of the world. Isn't that right?
Right.
That means that before the world was set, your name was already called. Your assignment was already determined.
Yes, sir.
You see that? And then what happened is through the sin of Adam and Eve, we then fell from our status. So then we had to be redeemed. And when Jesus Christ came and redeemed us, what he did was his blood was shed for us. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So his blood settled the sin question or the sin requirement, but we're still born in sin.
That's right.
Shaped in iniquity. We get rid of the sin part by the blood of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for the blood. But we still have to deal with the shame and iniquity part. And that's where we have the biggest problem. Because it feels right to follow your own thought, mind, and belief. Each one of us has core beliefs and core practices that come along from our growing up, family experiences, friends, and otherwise. If you had hard times with friends, then someone else will come along and don't have that problem and can get friends, and you always say, yeah, you got a lot of people around you, but I bet all of them fake. No, all of the people that were around you were fake. Everybody else is not always fake.
That's true.
But based on what you have experienced in your life, you believe that that is your, or that is the reality. Well, actually, that is your reality. Amen. So what happens then is we begin to pull back instead of push forward, projecting our fears, thoughts, and experiences on others who have not experienced them. It's very dangerous to live vicariously through someone else's life.
Yes,
I know some of y'all got real quiet right there because y'all say amen until I said that. Let me explain what I'm saying here. You came up and your mother controlled your life. Now you control all of your children's life. You came up and you got cheated on all of your life. So now all your friends who got relationships, you're always trying to find a cheat in their life. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, all of these things happen to you, but you project them all to other people. Danger in that is if there is no infidelity in a relationship and you keep pushing for one, then what you do is you push them into an infidelity. There's a lot of people who will walk away from good relationships with one of the partners trying and the other one can't quite see this because there has to be something. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody got something. No, no, no. That's your past. But in order for you to live from this day forward, you got to let go of that. So you can have today and the tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
So we got to learn to let certain things go. And God placed in your life the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher to help develop you.
Amen?
But you can't do the job unless there is a grace on your life. Just because I sound like I can talk it don't mean I can't do it. Unless there is a grace from God on my life, when I know your information and start talking to you, I'll lead you astray because there's nothing leading me. There's no grace there. You understand? I have to have a grace. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for his grace.
Thank God for his grace.
And now look at these next words, according to the measure of Christ's gift. So then that means that everybody is not going to be a T.D. Jakes.
Correct.
You see that? Stop trying to be something that you're not. I don't care if you run into everybody's convention and pastors, leaders, conference, everything else. Once you get back to your home, you still have the same measure or the same gifting that God gave you. Amen?
Yeah.
It is according to his mercy. Praise. So if he gave you the grace to be over 50, be over 50 and enjoy it. Maybe God has fanned that out. But if you can't take care of 50, stop worrying about how you can get 50,000. People run out there, you know, T.D. Jakes got over 35,000 members. That's T.D. Jakes, and he's already shown proficiency over 100. So his 1,000 didn't bother him. He grew for that. When he got to 10,000, he grew for that. When he got to 15,000, 20,000, he grew for that. He said at 35,000, he grew through that. You have trouble dealing with 1, 5, 10, 25, 50.
Yep.
Amen? Take your time and develop where you need to go. Amen? And show your proficiency. Amen? If there's no grace on your life, stop fooling yourself and fooling people and get out from behind a sacred desk. I know y'all don't want to be your pride in there. My I was the pastor, and everybody else pastor around me, my cousins and everybody else, and we all been ministers in my family. He was old child. We just got this thing locked up. There's always going to be a stop. That's you trying to continue something that maybe one of y'all had. Okay? One of y'all had a pastor's heart. All of y'all ain't got a pastor's heart.
Right.
That's why we don't choose pastors based on your last name. We choose the pastor, or we deal with the pastor based on the grace of God that's on your life. If I see that you can't take care of your home, I'm going to stay here just a minute, right? Amen. If I see that you can't take care of your home, there's no way in the world I'm going to place my hands upon you and validate God's anointing on your life to pastor. Because if you can't take care of home, you can't take care of God's house.
Yeah.
All right. But I went to seminary, and I got my certificates from Bible school, and what does that mean? It just means that you paid the tuition, you went to the classes, you turned in the assignment. That's what that means. It doesn't say that God gave you a grace to do this job. I'll go back to Prophet Israel. We can laugh about it now. But the first youth minister that we had for Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, did he come with a bachelor's and a master's? With a master's, came with his master's in theology, you know, and everything else. He had all that, he had his MDiv and everything else. And he came out there, and I'm sitting there, and he said, my passion is with the youth, and I really want to work with them and everything else. And I sat there and went down through his credentials and everything. I said, well, this man got it. Okay, well, let's pray on this. We've got to say, he came and submitted, and he dedicated. He's going to go forth and do it. I said, okay, wonderful. Well, that means I can delegate this authority or delegate this responsibility to him. He's well qualified, amen, to do the work until he got in there. And then we found out that on a second Sunday was Youth Sunday. And so the young people were saying, I had never been in the youth services because when they were going on, I was dealing with the adults. Amen. So when Second Sunday comes, everything's going on, the atmosphere is right, and we turn it over to him. And brother could put two scriptures together, let alone know how to talk. And his oratory, let's just say he was lacking greatly. I could get over the fact that you can't say a whole lot of stuff the right way if you read and all that. But the fact that you don't know how to do what you have told me and what the paper says, you see, there are people walking around with credentials for no grace. And they're tearing up households of faith because the credentials say one thing, but there's no grace on your life. So you can't do what God taught you to do because you don't have the skills from him. You pass man's skills, but you haven't passed his. Okay? He gives us grace. Now, go on to that 11th verse there because you have to understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about how you run your family. I'm talking about how God has set in your life these different skills. These different gifts, amen. And notice that he's talking about according to Christ's gift. But to each one, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Look at your neighbor and say, you are a gift.
You are.
Come on, say it again, you are a gift. Amen. And you got to understand that if you are a gift to God or a gift of God, then God has given you some things, amen, that you need to do. Now, everyone is not an apostle. Let me make this clear. Amen. And all these people jumping from title to title to title to title. Amen. Go sit down somewhere. There's no scriptural foundation for that. We don't see any place where they became a prophet and then went on to become an apostle, that went on to become an ambassador, that went on to become a... Okay? We saw when they were called as an apostle, that's what they were. When they were called as a prophet, that's what they were. When they were called as an evangelist, that's what they were. How do you get so many titles unless you don't know where you've been called? And you got to find something that will make the men and the women around you, people, respect you and pat you on your back. I know someone right now, when I met them, they were a pastor who was prophesying, so then they became a prophet, and then after they became a prophet, prophetess. They said, you know, the prophet has more authority than the prophetess, which is why they set the two there up looking at it like you have crazy because that's just an office. Prophet, the female version of a male prophet is a prophetess. Amen? It has nothing to do with your grace. God gave you the grace. Amen? So it's not whether or not you are F or not. I wish I would see a man talking about, I'm not on the level of a prophet. I'm a prophetess. Johnny, I'm just wait a minute, I don't want to stop. Okay? That's a gender designation like Mr. and Mrs. It doesn't make you less a person. It just shows us where you are. Okay? So they went from being prophetess to prophet. And then they was talking to me, and they came up under us, and I said, listen, who did God call you to be? I've been a prophetess, blah, 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 blah. And he told me and everything. I said, because that's who you are. I said, and I concur with, if that's what God called you, that's what God said, that's what you are. He said, but I wanted to become apostle so I could set churches and people to do blah, blah, blah. I said, hold on. Why do you have this dysfunction of what is this schizophrenic assignment thing that you're doing? What's going on with that?
Right.
Huh? Why are you dealing with a schizophrenia in your assignment?
Right.
So one minute you left from us because I wasn't ordained you or lay hands on you or call you apostle, because you're not. And you'll find some people who are trying to build up their organization, and you come in and say, the Lord called me to be an apostle, and I'm just trying to, I need to be validated. And they say, well, listen, if that's what God said, we're going to validate you as an apostle, not a walking around calling themselves apostle system. Like, they're not apostles.
They don't have no works.
No works. They don't have no grace. They didn't have grace for pastors. How are you going to be a pastor? You got to have grace. Listen, let me tell you something. God called these ministerial gifts into order for a purpose. Amen? And people are just grabbing the title and running with it because you want somebody to respect you. But you got to really worry about the fact that if you take on a title that's not yours, you just open up the door for the enemy to come and attack you any which way he wants. And you can't cry for help because you're not positioned properly. Everybody's not an apostle. Everybody's not a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Bible says here, and to some he gave some. To some he gave apostles. And some prophets and some evangelists. You notice that word some keeps coming up? And some pastors and teachers. Everybody is not. All of them. I walk in the fivefold. Go sit down. I have high school work running all through me. That's like a prophesy and I pass there and I go out evangelizing and everything. No. I'm Apostle McQueen. Wherever I go, I carry with myself an apostle aura because I have apostolic grace in my life. Amen. And when I deal with the apostolic grace, then I do apostolic work wherever I go. Whether or not I'm going out to do it, if I'm sitting down pastoring in the house, I still carry the same apostolic grace upon my life. I'm not going to change who I am based on the assignment I'm doing because it makes you feel better. I am Apostle McQueen. A prophet will prophesy wherever they are, when they have an assignment to do so. And let me just, while I'm here, let me just go on and crack the whip because I feel this right now. It needs to be said. You ain't going to prophesy every time, and God ain't always talking to you every 24/7. Stop lying to the people. He didn't talk to David and Moses and Abraham. He had periods of time where he would show up and conversate with them, and then he will go on about his business. You try to get everybody to think that you're under all the time. Shut up! You ain't up under it all the time. Ooh, I'm so deep. You shut up, sit down. You probably made up that tongue practicing in the mirror. And people trying to measure up and get up to your level, so they can now try to act like they spiritual like you. I open hands up, look at woo. See who? Wait a minute. Why is there no power in the outward of faith? Because you're faking. True power don't need the faith. It is what it is. When you think that you can come in, and that's why I found out in prophetess, we noticed this a while back, that when there are true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, when you have a true gift on your life, when God has really made you the gift and he has given you a grace, faith don't want to come around you. You always have problems with faith because faith knows that real can tell it all. Body. Show people that's fake. They don't want you around because you mess with the facade that they're trying to build up. I don't want to be around. We've been looking at one of the things that we have in our Constitution, in our bylaws, is that I can go out as chief apostle of our organization, and we can network and affiliate with other, organizations or other entities for the building of the kingdom, amen? kingdom expansion to give to them and receive from them, which helps us to keep ourselves connected in what's going on. Amen?
Yeah.
With that, there are places where we have gone to see what people are doing, and we keep running into where people are self-aggrandized. You know what they're doing and their work. So they're on paper again. It looks good. In reality, people, you got all kind of alternative lifestyles at the forefront of the church, leading people one way or the other. You know, they always try to pray for my flesh because Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. That has to be handled before you start handling sacred things. Well, I don't have a problem with, you know, homophobia. I didn't say you have to. But if you're a whoremonger, you still got to handle things before you start handling sacred things. See, we've lost integrity in the household of faith because he gave us these gifts, but they're not being utilized in the body. Y'all see that? So when a true prophet comes, they come in and they begin to reveal to you what they're hearing and seeing. Amen. Because the prophet is a seer. They begin to reveal what they're seeing and what the Holy Spirit is telling them and what God is revealing to them. And as they begin to speak, we begin to hear. And then we begin to adjust ourselves so that we can be in the right place. Amen. Is that right, prophet? Uh-huh. So we can get direction from God, which way to go. Yea, the Lord is saying unto you that if my people would, okay, wait a minute, hold on, that didn't sound like hard. That didn't sound like my enemy being put under my thumb, under the heel of my foot. It didn't sound like that, did it? Because prophets are going to come and tell you about how good you are. With the spirit of truth, you got to understand, no flesh is going to stand in his presence. So when the gift of God, the spirit of truth comes, he's going to show you your ugly flesh. And we don't want to see that.
Is that right?
So since we don't want to see that, the first thing we do is as soon as somebody begins to tell us about how ugly our flesh is, we begin to turn around and find scripture and use them improperly and say, judge not that you be not judged. Stand up. Be taught. Trained. Learn how to get rid of what's not right in your life. Stop making excuses for bad behavior. How are we going to get ready? The church, the bride of Christ, huh? When you won't put on your slip.
Yeah.
How are we going to get you ready when you refuse to put on your skirt and put on your blouse and your top and you don't want nobody to, I'll do it myself. You can't do it yourself. If you could do it yourself, Jesus Christ would not have had to come. Brother, sister, you can't do this. You can't handle this. I am becoming more and more aware daily that I need him more and more. I've been saved for years, preaching since 89, 90, think about it. I've been preaching for a while. And I am more aware now that I need more of him, even more so than I did then. See, we got to stop fooling ourselves into thinking that, well, you know, they didn't say it about this. It's just easy for me. It's not easier for me than it is for you. I have just resolved in myself that if God said it, it is so, and I'm going to live a life according to what he gave me. He said it, I'm going to do it. He gave me a greater than assignment, I'm going to do it. He gave me places to go and things to do, I'm going to do it. I have just resolved that I'm going to do it regardless. And you're still fighting. That's why it's harder for you than me in your eyes. But I had to get to a place where I had to give up. And once you let go of the reins and let him have it, it is a joy ride. I didn't say an amusement ride. I said a joy ride. Amen? See, I wish we're going to get to a place where I can start really talking about the winds of the Spirit, and the Spirit blows. Amen? In the flow of God, the river, amen, if you will, there is current and undercurrent. Amen? That's why the Bible says the deep calls up to the deep. When you look at the fish, and let's just back off of this and just go into that right now, a little marine biology. You notice that the fish that have to survive in the deeper depth don't look like the fish that live up by the surface. The body has been changed to deal with the pressures of that depth. You see that? So when we see them come up to the surface, it is an anomaly. Some of you guys have caused you to the deep, and you keep showing up in surface waters. There's the problem. You are not, your body is not made for that. Your body is made for the deep. Huh? Vice versa, you can't take something that does not have the ability to go but so deep. You can't have that shallow surface stuff go down here where the pressure is. Notice there's light up here, but there's none down here. They produce light down here.
Yep.
Y'all see that? They communicate with little. Huh? Down here. And they survive. They procreate.
You're dark.
So some of you are upset because God, when you got saved, God began to change your anatomy to mirror what he called you to. And you're trying to stay in your own environment and you can't survive there. So what you do is you stop the process of spiritual evolution so you can survive places where he never called you. God is trying to take us someplace and get us to something, but we can't get to it and we can't deal with it until we get ourselves together. God is, he's not joking with us anymore. We're talking about all these things that are happening in the nation and around the world. We're talking about Russia going into Ukraine and all these other things happening. We're talking about here what's happening out of Ferguson and other places around the nation where people are being shot and killed, and there is a duality in how the law is interpreted. If I am white, then I can get away with a number of things. If I'm black, just the thought that I might have thought it is enough to get me killed. We got to deal with all of this. And while we're dealing with all of that out there, we have become distracted on spiritual matters. It used to be that people came to the church for healing, for social services, for spiritual guidance and direction. The church used to be a sanctuary. Huh? We're losing that fight. We're losing the fight here because we are predisposed and off. We have lack of focus on spiritual matters. As we look at this, we see that he called the apostles and prophets and evangelists pastors and teachers for a reason. For the edifying, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry. When you come in, my job is not to let you come in and sit down and enjoy the show. If you come into Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, the first thing I'm going to do is love on you, and then I'm going to challenge you with love. Amen? Because you can't come in here and just sit down and enjoy the show. You are to be trained and equipped for work in ministry. Amen? Young people come into church, ain't sitting in the seat. They need to get behind cameras, learn how to run the mixer, learn how to run the other software stuff, because everybody in the household of faith needs to be doing something. Our job is to equip you for the work. You see that?
Yep.
a ministry. And every ministry is not behind this sacred desk. Amen? Huh? For the equipment of the saints in ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You see that?
Yes.
That means that our job is to feed you.
Uh-huh.
Let me, I'm reading the New King James Version, but the King James Version says something like, very first thing it says, for the perfecting of the saints. I told you before, when you see the word perfect, it doesn't mean without flaw. It means mature. My job is to challenge your childishness. Thank you. My job is to challenge your immaturity. Prophet, isn't your job to challenge spiritual immaturity in the saints? My job is to challenge spiritual immaturity in the saints. As a spiritual father, my job is to challenge you, even as I would challenge my children to grow up. And when there is dysfunction and disunity and there's all kinds of other things going on, stop, 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 stop. My job is to clear my throat and say, both of you stop. There should be a discipline in the household of faith. I didn't say a ruling and an iron fist. I said a discipline. God is a God of order. We have to know what that order is and how to fall in line with his order.
Yeah.
That means that sometimes people are going to come in and they're going to have an idea of what they think things should be. How about somebody else tell me? Because we just think like this. Okay, Jason, you need to go into Numbers, the 14th chapter, the 15th, 16th chapter, and begin to look at how they were coming against Moses and what God was doing about it. We can even go back to the 12th chapter with Miriam and Aaron. Amen? Huh? God ain't playing with you and your insubordination. Huh? You can be insubordinate as much as you want. When God comes and begins to crack the whip, don't be, oh, pastor, come in here, pray for me. I don't know what's going on here. I got a rope coming out. Okay, why don't you shut your mouth and watch you go away? God is not playing with you. And we got to stop playing with God. Oh, Jesus. I really don't know. Too much mess going on in a household of faith, and we make an excuse for bad behavior. It's bad behavior, people. God ain't playing with us. We got to get us in there. Till we all come to unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, my job is to show you Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's not to come out here and try to show you how great I am. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'll tell you right now. Thank you for the accolade. And, ooh, wow. Okay, wonderful. God be the glory. I ain't nothing. Without him, I don't exist. The authority I have for my life is his. The life I live is his. I have not. Colossians 3rd chapter. Amen.
Amen.
We got to get back to dying. Fasting, praying, laying before God, and getting the flesh mortified. Well, I know holiness is something we say used to be holiness was the type of church. Holiness was the denomination. No, holiness is a lifestyle. Sanctification is a lifestyle. I live a sanctified life because I need to. I'm going to preach to people when my flesh is showing up and discrediting the gospel. God is not winking at nothing anymore. We got to get this together. Amen? We're watching people die left and right. Old pillars that we perceived in the household of faith. Spiritual fathers and mothers going on into their reward. And we haven't taken time to glean from them the wisdom that they had, so they die with it. And then we got to try to figure it out because we're too stubborn in heart here to hear what God was saying through their voice while they were here. They're always asking us to do something. They don't have to be that hard all the time. This is not hard. This is simple obedience. Look at your neighbor and say, simple obedience. We have up on our wall something that, you know, we need to look at. And it simply says, keep your focus, faith, obedience, compassion, unity, and sanctification. Keep your focus. Amen? I'm not done. I'm just going to quit. Tomorrow, join us at 8:30. We're going to pick this back up. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word. Thank you for those of us, for those who have joined us in the broadcast, those who have joined us in the archives, and those who have joined us in the sanctuary. I pray right now, Lord, that you will begin to spread in our hearts and our minds the truth of you. Help us to see you for who you are and the assignment that you've given us. Help us, Lord, to love on you like you loved on us. I pray right now that we begin to walk in obedience to your word and obedience to your revelation of your assignment for our life. Help us to do what you called us to do and not what we've always wanted to do. Not to put ourselves forward, but to put you forward so that you get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Now I pray, Lord, that if there's someone who's not saved, that they would pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they pray that prayer, I pray that you lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible-believing church or ministry where they can be developed and matured and go on to do the work that you called them to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I pray that you have received something this morning. Please go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I know that there's some things that God wants to do for you and he wants to do for us. Amen. And we got to get to the place where we have accepted him and we will accept him. It is the enemy's job, amen, to try to get you confused. You understand what I'm saying? Confused about what God is saying. Confused about what God is doing. Confused about which way he was going. Amen. God's not author of confusion. Everything in your life has already been mapped out and laid out in such a way that God is going to get the glory out of your life. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join us then again every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyles, every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere, and every Saturday morning at 9:30, every Sunday morning at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministry broadcast. Amen. It's our worship experience, and we want you to join us. There are some things that are going to be coming up. We have a leadership conference. We have a singles conference. Amen. We have Joshua Generation Young Warriors conference that's going to be coming up by youth, amen. And we also have Woman of Prophetic Destiny, amen. I want you to stay tuned and listen to us. We're going to give you the information of what's going on, this way God is taking us, amen. And we want you to be a part of it. If you are in the Cocoa area, Central Florida area, Brevard County, join us at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in Cocoa, Florida, at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. We're looking forward to seeing you and ministering with you in the future. Amen. Amen. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, our co-pastor of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you, and we'll see you Tuesday night. Be blessed in His name.